Okay, I'd like to speak on an idea on the daf, which has a little shaykhis to the parsha as well, so it's sort of a side bonus. We have here in the beginning of the Gemara, the din of loy hargu neharagim, hargu ei neharagim, which means that if the Edom Zaymimin tried to give someone Misa and were not successful, Misa was not given, then they get Misa. Hargu ein eragim. If they already killed successfully, so to speak, successfully, they themselves don't get killed. We call that kasha zama v'loy kasha asa. They only get Misa if they tried to kill, not if they were successful. Which is, of course, epicha svara, as the Gemara says in the beginning of the Perek. In Svara, it should be a kal v'chaymer. If they try to kill, they get killed. If they killed, certainly, it's a hepecha svara. Pashit, it's a gzeres hakasav. The Ramban, in the parsha of Edom Zaymimin, in Kiseitzei, the Ramban in Dvarim Yutes Yutes, has a rather famous idea that he writes here, which Pashtus is not consistent with the Ramban's normal derech. It sounds like a Jerushi thing. And the Ramban is saying it as an explanation of the Gemara. The Ramban says, why should it be kasha zaman v'loy kasha asa, that you only that Avis only get killed if they try to kill, not if they successfully kill? The Ramban says that from Shemayim, there wouldn't be a michshel to a bezdin to kill somebody. We're not talking about an ordinary bezdin, three rabbanim in the neighborhood. We're talking nothing negative about the rabbanim in the neighborhood. But we're talking about a bezdin that could give misa. We're talking about the Gedalei Yisrael, the Gedalei Adar, and they're giving misa. So the Ramban says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be a michshel to such yidden. And therefore, if they were successful in giving a misa, probably we can assume that they really deserve the misa. And therefore, the Edom Zaymimin don't get killed, because we assume if through Bezdin Misa was given, that they deserve the Misa. This is the Ramban's Yisayid, which, like I say, is a little bit of a Drushy type of Yisayid, but that's how he explains Kasha Zama and V'loi Kasha Asa. It's very nice that the Ksav Sefer, he has a Chakira, in Kasha Zama V'loi Kasha Asa, is the first Tshuva in Chayshe Mishpat. Says, what's the din in the following case? Two Edom come to Bezdin, and they say that Reuven was Mizana with this Eshes Ish. We gave them Asra, and they're both Chayav Misa. Bezdin passing is a Chayav Misa. So they have Reuven and the Eshes Ish, a Chayav Misa. Bezdin gave Misa to one of them, let's say to Reuven. And they're getting ready to give Misa to the woman. And Edom come, and they're Mazim the Edom. The Edom come running into Bezdin. Reuven's dead already. The lady is ready to go to be killed. And, you know, they come riding horseback. Wait, don't do it. And they run in and they say, Imanu Yisem B'makaplaini. And they're mazim, the first two Edom. In this case, do we say Kasha Zaman V'loi Kasha Asa? Do we say, well, we're not going to give them Misa? They were successful. They already killed Reuven. And when they already killed Reuven, we don't say, we don't give Ainish Kasha Zaman. Or do we say, no, on Reuven, they don't get Misa. They killed him. But on the Eshes Ish, they were Zomam and they were not Kasha Asa.
Who
the Hasra on? The Hasra was on Reuven and Eshes Ish. No, it's baloney. The said Adis, they gave Hasra to Reuven and to the woman. So Bezdin Paskin, Reuven and the woman of Chayav Misa. Now there's Zaymimin. Turns out they're liars. So what do we say? Do we say, well, they killed Reuven. If you're successful in killing, you don't get Misa. Or do we say, well, they only tried to give Kasha Zamem, and they didn't give Kasha Zamem, and they're only Kasha Zamem on the lady, and therefore they do get Misa. So hold on a second. Everyone says, except Sefer says too, like the Ramban that I spoke out, we can answer the question. Like this Ramban, we can answer the question. What's interesting to me is that there are some who say, like the Ramban, it's Pashit one way, and others who say, like the Ramban, it's Pashit the reverse. In other words, again, what's the question? The Ramban said if they gave the Misa successfully, then it's probably right. So you could look at it two ways. You could say, if they gave Misa successfully, must be that they were Mizana. And therefore, we're not going to kill them. If you say that, then here also, you're not going to kill the Edom. Because Mistam, it was true, they were Mizana. And, what? If you're going to say that they're such a Ramban, the Ramban means if Reuven got killed, he deserved it for a different reason. So you're going to say he deserved it for a different reason. So then Reuven deserved it for a different reason. The lady, maybe she didn't deserve it. She wasn't Mizana. So then, these are two ways to look at it.
The reason the Adam Zayman is exeris akasa. There's no reason to believe the Adam Zayman were more than
that's exeris akasa. But the Maaseh, we believe them as Adam.
We believe them as Adam Zayman. But if we see that the Bezdin actually went through with it and believed these Zayman,
so that's the question. Did the Ramban mean that if we see it, this must happen?
Because there's no reason to believe the Maaseh more than the.
So this is the question. Do we believe that it happened, or is the Vart that we believe that he's Chai Misa from a different place? So different people could look at it different ways. So it's one Maaseh's Nus, they're not doing stuff, is it? Okay. I think it comes down to this issue. So there are two things I'd like to tell you about the issue. And then one that has to do with the parasha of the week. First, the Gemara. To me, Hayamid Beis is a very strange seder like this Ramban. After the Mishnah Hayamid Beis, it says Hargu Einaragim. We call that Kasha Zaman V'Loi Kasha Asa. It's not the Lashon Gemara; it's the Lashon Rishayim. But Kasha Zaman V'Loi Kasha, the Ramban says it wouldn't happen to a Beis that give someone Misa improperly. Wonderful. You learn 20 lines down to the end of the Gemara before the next Mishnah. And the Gemara says a story with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. He said he killed somebody, Shalaykadin, that Arab in the Chama, Imloi Harakti, Eid Zama, Eid Zayma, Haitim Lim Shatzidukim, and on the Shemeshah, Arab in the Chama, Lai Shafakta Damnaki. So the Gemara brings a story, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, who did kill an Eid Zayma, Shalaykadin. So the Ramban says on the top of the Yamid, Bezdin would never kill someone Shalaykadin. And then on the bottom of the Yamid, Yehuda ben Tabai killed someone Shalaykadin. What's going on? So what does this have to do with what I just said? See, it depends what the Ramban means. If the Ramban means, if they killed him, must be the story is true. Must be that in this case is true. So then you have a kasha. Then Yehuda ben Tabai's case, what's he worried about? Must be it's true. But if you're going to say, like some of you were saying, that Mistabi was Chai Misa from somewhere else, from a different story, then Yehuda ben Tabai has to do tshuva. He messed up. And Chai Misa from a different place. The Ritva is the kasha. And the Ritva says this idea, that he must have been Chai Misa from a different story. He must have been Chai Misa from somewhere else. And therefore, that's a pshat in the Ramban. Not that in this story, let's say the Eishes Sisra and Reuven are really Mizana. No, it means from somewhere else. Chai Misa somewhere else. He still has to do tshuva, he passed him wrong here, but it's from somewhere else. In the writings of the Chasam Sofer, you have a lot this idea that in Shemayim, they guide someone that he shouldn't paskin wrong. There's a story in the Chasam Sofer, he brings from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. That once in the butter factory in Pressburg, they were cooking butter, and a bird flew right into the vat of butter and got fried. You know, I don't know if it was fried or cooked, whatever it was. And they came to Nassim Adler, they said, what's the din of the butter? The butter's treif. So Nassim Adler told them, you can't even sell it to a guy. You can't even sell it to a guy, you have to pour it into the ocean. There's no ocean in Pressburg. You pour it into the river. So they poured it into the river. Then someone came and said, what are you talking about? Basar oif b'chalav is not asabana. Only basar behema b'chalav is deraisa is asabana. So some sefer writes in the tshuva that even though Rav Nosson Adler made a mistake in his reason, But lo yuna letzadik alaven, a tzadik, you know, in a shemaim it was right. He was right for a different reason. Because when a bird gets cooked alive, the wings die first, the thin. The wings die first, and then the guf. The wings are Eva ben Achai, and there's a bliya of Eva ben Achai in the butter. And a ben noyach is not allowed to eat Eva ben Achai either. So his psak was right, you're not allowed to sell it to Goy. His reason was wrong, but his psak was correct. In other words, we're saying that a bezdin Hashem protects. The psak could be wrong. Reuven is chayiv misa from somewhere else, like the Ritva says. Chayiv misa from somewhere else. So therefore, lo yinu the tzaddik alavim from a different place. Happened to see just today a chulsasam sefer in Evan Ezer. He has a tshuva to be matir in Aguna. Listen to what he writes. This is his lashon. He writes in the tshuva. It's printed in Evan Ezer Simen Pei. Ache yois the mishamayim ikfuni b'tshuva zu yoisem miasara shvuas. So since it took me 10 weeks to write this tshuva, kasafti ma'at, I wrote a little of it, shuv hikifuni tirdais, and I got busy. V'chein kam upon him, I wrote a little more, I got busy again. At shamarti haloi davaru, I said to myself, there's something wrong here. And therefore he writes, that min ha-shamayim, they're stopping him, and don't rely on the tshuva. Why he printed it was probably for the lumdis. But he says, don't rely on this tshuva, it's as if I never wrote it. There's this idea of lo yu'una l'tzadik alavim. But anyway, my point is, two ways to learn the Ramban. Either if they're paskin, must be their womazana. And if so, you say it was right. Or, out of left field, he's chayiv misa for a different reason. Two ways to learn. Pshat in the Ramban, nafkamina is, the ksav sefer is shayla, and they're deyes l'kan l'kan. Now what does that have to do with the parasha? There's an interesting nidain, Hashkafa Nida, in which everyone brings their Rechaim HaKadosh and Parshas Vayeshev. The Nidain is Hashkafa Shaila, it's a Nefkamina La'alacha, but the Iker is Hashkafa Shaila. If it's possible for a human being to kill or even hurt another human being, if it wasn't supposed to happen to him, Hashkafa Pratis. In other words, we have two principles. We have a principle of Hashkafa Pratis, that no one gets hurt in this world unless when a Shemayim is supposed to get hurt. On the other hand, we have a principle of Bechira, free will. That means, if I have to decide, I can walk over to you now and punch you in the nose. Do I have free will if I punch you in the nose or not? I do. I can yet do it or not do it. It's a mitzvah aveira. On the other hand, there's a principle that you can't get punched in the nose unless from Shemayim it's supposed to happen. So which takes precedence? If I want to walk over to you now and give you a punch in the nose, which I don't, but let's say I would want to, do I have Bechira to do it? Because I have free will. Or do we say, no, min ha-shamayim, you can't get hurt unless I could decide to do it, and I'll miss, you'll duck. And min ha-shamayim is not supposed to happen, I can't make it happen. So you're saying like one sad, like a story. Like the Mashal Kadmaini. Yeah, when something happens by accident, for sure. Question is, when somebody's doing an Aveira, so you're saying we say it every day in? Yeah, we got it. Okay, good. That's where I spoke it out in the Navi Shir about 20 years ago. So you probably remember it from there. Okay. I'll tell you what our Chaim HaKadosh says in this week's parasha. He says they threw Yosef into a bar. They were in the Chashem HaKravim. And they threw him in. So they say, Yadeinu al tishpuchu dam. So if you don't want to kill him, you're throwing him into a bar of the Chashem HaKravim. So Rechaim HaKadosh says the following. He says, the Chashem HaKravim can't kill somebody unless in Shemayim he's supposed to die. A human being could kill people. Rechaim HaKadosh told you could. A human being could kill people even if in Shemayim they're not supposed to die. Because a human being has Bechira. You can kill someone that's not his man to die. But not in the Chashem and Akravim. Nature can't kill unless a person is supposed to die. That's the Rechaim. He says, they said, let's throw him in a bar. If he's supposed to die from Shemayim, he'll die. If not, not. If we're going to beat him up, so then it's not a raya that really, I mean, Shemayim is Chayim Misa. The Al Shech and the Rechaim HaKadosh both say it in this week's parasha. The Al Shech says it on the Pasuk, Vayatzileu miyadam. He saved them miyadam, from a person killing Yosef. If the Nechashim will kill, that's from Shemayim. Yetzileh miyadam. The Rechaim HaKadosh says it on the Pasuk, V'nireh mayu chaloy Yosef. Let's throw him in the bar, and we'll see from Shemayim what's supposed to happen with this chalom. This is what he says. The Rechaim HaKadosh says he can't, you could kill a person, even not supposed to die. The Rambam and the Chinuch disagree. The Rambam and Marin Nevuchim and the Chinuch and the Issa Nekama both say it's impossible even to hurt somebody if it's not supposed to happen from Shemayim. If Reuven punches Shimon in the nose and he has a bloody nose, so Shimon is supposed to figure, if he went to punch me in my nose, God would have made me fall and get a bloody nose. In other words, it can't happen unless it's supposed to happen. If it's supposed to happen, the only way it would happen. That's the sheet of the Rambam and the Chinuch. This is, that's why you shouldn't take Nekama. Whatever someone did to you would have happened to you anyway. And the Chinuch says it's Psukim in Navi. When Shimi ben Gera is running after David and cursing him, when David was running away from Avshalom, you all heard of Avshalom, you didn't hear of Shimon ben Gera, right? Shimon Gera is throwing mud at him and cursing him. So the B'nai Tzruya say, I will kill Shimi, big deal. Pull out a sword and cut off his head. So David said, Hashem amalai kalel. Don't do it, it's not him. God said curse. So the Chinuch says, God said curse, means it's if a person does it, it's min hashamayim. That's the Rambam in Chinuch Shita. And Rabbi Yaina holds that way as well. And that it can't happen unless it's supposed to happen. And what Rabbi Beryl mentioned is that's the pasuk for Yom Yedavod O God, Sarli Miyai, Niflo Nabi Yad Hashem, Ki Rabim Rachma, V'yad Adam Ala Paila. Those who have a meaning to say Tachton say that twice a day. What's the pasuk talking about? Hashem told David, you deserve a punishment. Klai Yisrael deserves a punishment. Pick. And gives him a choice of three punishments. Either an army, a Goyish army will invade, or there'll be a hunger, or there'll be a magefa. So David said, Nifla no biyad Hashem. Biyad Adam ala paila. When people start to kill, they can do whatever they want. I'd rather be biyad Hashem, which is mashma, that the other way that people could hurt, people can't hurt. Now what's the das of Roiv Paiskim this summer as Nesameach? So I was talking to Rav David Gottlieb, who in these inyanim is a gadol miyayid. And I told him, what do you mean? Roiv Shittas are like the Rambam and the Chinuch. He said, what do you mean? Roiv Shittas are like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and the Alshuch. I said, how do you stack up the Rambam and the Chinuch against the Alshuch and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh? He said, no, they are more. So I have a bunch of Maramachimus. I want to tell you one interesting one. In Daniel Perigimel, you're all familiar with the fact that Hanani, Mishael, Nazari got thrown into a fire. You heard of that, right? Hanani, Mishael, Nazari, because it's in the Slichus, right? Mishana, Hanani, Mishael, Nazari, B'kim Shemaish. So, who yame? So, they get thrown into a fire by Nebuchadnezzar. So the Pasuk says they walked around in the fire. The fire burnt, they were tied up, and they're walking around in the fire. And Nebuchadnezzar says, why don't you come out? Why didn't they come out? They're walking around the fire, you know. I don't know, maybe they're cold. But why are they walking around in the fire? So Mitzudas David says that until Nebuchadnezzar guaranteed their safety, they wouldn't go out. Only Oz Yotzu Mitaychaesh. Why? Ad Loy Dibur Aleim Rakos. Until Nebuchadnezzar was nice to them, Pachtu Lotzeis, they were afraid to go out. Ki Ha'odam U'bal Bechira. Man is a Baal Bechira. Nebuchadnezzar could kill them. Nebuchadnezzar could kill them. So they'd rather stay in the fire. And it bothered me always, because what do you mean Nebuchadnezzar could kill them? He did kill them. He threw them in the Kibshon Eish. But I advise you, he could kill them with a sword. So this also seems to be like the Alshuf that are others of Baal Bechira. Now why do I mention this? Because I have a problem with the Ramban. Ramban says, Min HaShemayim Bezdin is not Machshel Bezdin. A Bezdin doesn't make the Mishaylim. And if they killed, must be he's supposed to die. What do you mean must be he's supposed to die? Anybody who kills must be, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, anybody who kills must be he's supposed to die. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch. What does that have to do with Bezdin? If Bezdin killed, must be Mishmai is supposed to die. The Rambam and the Chinuch say anytime someone kills somebody, a good kasha. Unless, if you hold like the Rambam, the Chinuch, you have to say pshat in the Ramban. That the Ramban means, if Bezdin killed, must be it's true that Reuven and this Eshes Ish were Mezana. Not that it's Chayav Misa. Anybody who kills must be Chayav Misa for a different reason. That's not an excuse. But the Ramban means that if Bezdin Paskin here, must be it's true that this Reuven and this Eshes Ish were Mezana. Aye, there's Zaymanin. Could be 100 things. Could be the Mezana and the Edom are false. Could be the Edom are true and the Mezimim are false. Could be a lot of stories. But it seems to turn out, if you accept the Ramban, two ways to learn the Ramban. Should be totally in the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Chinuch, against the Rechaim Kodesh and the Alshach. If you say like the Rechaim Kodesh and the Alshach, that a person could kill a person who doesn't deserve it, so then, Pshat in the Ramban is, it's only by Bezdim, Min HaShemayim, it's guided. If you say it's always that way, that any person will kill somebody else, it's Min HaShemayim, that he deserves it anyway. So Pshat in the Ramban has to be that only by a Bezdin, it must be true that Reuven was Mizana with this woman. In which case, if he killed one, he'd be a Ptur. Anyway, this is my thought on the topic. I managed to squeeze a little nach into it. And again, I thank you all for sticking with it. And Yitzhak Hashem, Davav is a short amid. If you fell behind, Davav is a short amid. I hope you all catch up. A good Shabbos. Next week is Chanukah, so in honor of the victory of the Cheshvinah, and we'll all make sure to be here and bring someone along. We need to fill in for the dropouts. So please bring someone.